This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. Rozgar Mela is a key government initiative which aims at employment generation. Since its inception, more than 11 lakh recruitment letters have been issued through Rozgar Melas organized across the country. The Election Commission of India has issued directions to the chief electoral officers of all states and union territories regarding disciplinary action against booth-level officers in case of dereliction of duty and misconduct. In a letter to the CEOs, the Commission stated that cases involving dereliction of duty, negligence, misconduct, willful non-compliance of its instructions, or violation of the provisions of the Representation of the People Act 1950 and the Registration of Electors Rules 1960 will invite strict action, including suspension. The fourth edition of India Energy Week, IEW 2026, will be held in Goa from the 27th to the 30th of this month. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi last evening, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said IEW 2026 reflects India's commitment to energy security, economic growth and sustainability. He said the four-day event will position India as a key global energy hub and a credible voice in global energy transition.
So we started from 30,000, we've reached 75,000 plus. Exhibitors were 316 in 23, went up to 445 in 24, went to 570 in 25, and it's over 600 now. International exhibitors in 2023, there were 93. It has gone up to 180 now. It went from 93 to 155, 189, 180. So this is a very, very impressive figure for any international platform of this kind.
Preparations are in full swing for the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in the national capital on Monday. The parade will exhibit a unique blend of the country's culture, its military prowess and its celebrated legacy. Different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states will present glimpses of diverse strengths and cultural inclusiveness. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will address the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow today. The event will be held at Rashtra Prerna Sthal. On the occasion, Mr. Shah will launch the One District, One Cuisine ODOC scheme. The government has selected five companies in the fourth round of the Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme for white goods with a committed investment of 863 crore rupees. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry stated that these five companies are engaged in the manufacturing of air conditioner components and are expected to achieve a total production of over 8,300 crore rupees and generate 1,799 additional direct jobs by financial year 2027-28. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections. India's foreign exchange reserves witnessed a significant increase of over $14.16 billion US dollars, reaching over $701 billion US dollars for the week ending on 16th of January. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second T20 at Raipur last night to take a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing a target of 209 runs, India achieved the score for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.2 overs, riding on skipper Surya Kumar Yadav blazing an unbeaten knock of 82 runs off 37 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.